Well, good morning.
Good morning and happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter and welcome to this service here at Unity Center of Light located in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pam Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. Want to let you know that the Easter service is actually in person, on Zoom, and live streaming. So if you're just tuning into this and you say, oh, I'd like to be in a Zoom session, please, you know, check your weekly newsletter or
updates,
mm-hmm. and you'll find the link and you can join us in our Zoom service. So, and as always, we enjoy the fact that we appreciate the fact that you have been supporting Unity Center of Light with all of your donations. And if you are, you know, new to this, I'm wondering how can you donate to Unity Center of Light? You can just click the show more button below. And you'll see all the ways that you can support what we do here. And we appreciate all your donations. But right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Thank you. Well, good morning, Unity Center of Light. We are a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the Good, Omnipotent. Amen. And now we will have the daily word reading for today, April the 9th, the key word is Easter, and the affirmation is, I am resurrected through the power of the Christ. On this glorious Easter day, I am resurrected with new life. The stones of defeat and limitation have been rolled away. I am free and unlimited. Throughout my Lenten journey, I heeded the call from my soul to recognize the stones in my consciousness and awaken to the infinite potential within me. I can now rejoice in the shimmering light of awareness with an open, joyful heart. My faith is strong, and I am ablaze with the radiance of spirit. I welcome eternal, indwelling life into my mind and heart. Hope never dies. Jesus transcended death and demonstrated life is eternal. With a grateful heart, I rise up and claim new life. I am resurrected through the indwelling Christ. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new beginning. I have risen. The scripture reading is taken from Luke 11:25, and it reads, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So, the Easter story is your story, okay? That's what we're going to be talking about today. The Easter story is your story. And more accurately, the Easter story is a characteristic representation of the stories that unfold in all of our lives. Because each of us in our own lives have most likely gone through experiences that somehow resemble the trial, the mockery, the death, the entombment, the resurrection that Jesus went through. And we're going to describe each one of those and what it actually kind of means in our own lives. But we did it in our own way according to how we choose to react to the experiences in our lives, if you know what I mean. So, yes, the Easter story is our story, but we each have put our own slant on it. Reverend Ellen Davenport wrote the following in her Easter Day message posted on unity.org. She said, the long-told story of Jesus' crucifixion and entombment and resurrection is a story of our lives. We resonate with its loss, its darkness, and the beginning of a new life because we cycle through the same process time and time again. And we do that throughout our lifetime. We all experience the death of loved ones, the death of hopes and dreams, the death of our well-laid plans. How about that one? The death of life as we once knew it. You know, in other words, sometimes you talk about, I remember when, okay? And you think about maybe better times, and, you know, we can have the thing, we go through a death of life as we once knew it. You know, death of jobs we have, of relationships, of what was familiar, you know, may no longer be. And sometimes, she says, we experience a public crucifixion such as bankruptcy or divorce. Now, these metaphorical deaths or crucifixions can be so physically and emotionally painful that we may feel as if we have been crucified and placed emotionally in a tomb. And it can cause us to feel as if, you know, our lives are in limbo and we need to recover and regroup. Now, I was listening to my spiritual mentor, Ed Rabel. Many of you heard me talk about him quite a bit. And this is what he says. He says, it's important to note that crucifixion is not a thing in of itself. It is a prelude to something that follows, which is resurrection. Okay? So again, it is important to note that the crucifixion is not a thing in and of itself. It's the beginning of something. It's the entering into a new state of consciousness, a new way of being. Okay? So the good news is there is always the divine potential for resurrection from whatever crucifixion we may have experienced. That's the message of Easter for us. Nothing in our lives has to stay dark forever, has to stay kind of in a tomb consciousness forever. A new day always dawns. Here it is. If we believe in the power and presence of God within us and in our lives. Because we're always being given the divine guidance for new beginnings and fresh starts. So the sun does come up again. All right, that's sort of the good news of Easter. The sun does come up again. Okay. However, let's acknowledge that this can be a challenging divine idea. The idea that from a metaphysical perspective, there is nothing so painful in our lives that it can't be redeemed for good somehow. But still, as challenging as it may be to accept that, it is our spiritual goal to let this be our prayer, that something good is coming out of that. Okay? That when we feel like life has placed us in a tomb, we have the spiritual fortitude to ask God to show me the good in this. Show me the way through this. Okay? So, you know, it's almost like, again, you know, it keeps coming back up. The 23rd Psalm, yea, though I walk through the shadow of death. You know, I know that you're with me, showing me the way through this. However, in order to be able to take on a new higher state of consciousness, we must be willing to let go of old, stubborn, fixed states of mind, what Charles Fillmore calls crystallized race consciousness. And the process for becoming more spiritually evolved is that you must be willing to let something go in order to be able to take on something new. So let me say that again. All right, so the spiritual process of becoming more spiritually evolved is you must let something go in order to take on something new. You can't take on a new state, a new level of consciousness and stay in the old level at the same time. Okay. Remember, new wine, say it with me, cannot be put into old wineskins. Right? And I know that the idea of letting go is a challenging one, but it's important to realize that there is nothing forcing the process of letting go. Okay. This is something we must come to on our own. And when we become aware, truly aware of the life-changing spiritual renewal that comes out of the process of crucifixion and resurrection, we will intuitively know when it is time for a crucifixion experience, which is a process of letting go. Okay? And let me say that again. The crucifixion experience is a process of letting go. And at this point, we become willing to let go of the mental, emotional, thought processes that are holding us back spiritually. And then we can start to do the work to rise to a new day. So the Easter story is that life is eternal and continuously presents us with new possibilities far beyond what we may be physically or emotionally experiencing. Because a lot of times when we're going through stuff, really going through stuff, we can't envision a light at the end of the tunnel. We can't envision that there is something better for us, okay? But that's the Easter story, is saying that life is eternal and continuously presents us with new possibilities. And again, to paraphrase the words of Ed Rabel, when life presents us with what seems like a crucifying experience, that crucifixion is not a thing in and of itself. So anything you're going through is, and that might be troubling, is not a thing in and of itself, but it is a prelude to resurrection, meaning a preparation for a new and greater life experience. And likewise, it's important to note that Jesus never spoke about the crucifixion by itself. You know, he never just mentioned being crucified and then didn't follow it up with something. You know, as we read last week's lesson, it was quoted in Matthew 20:18. Jesus explained to his disciples, remember, we're going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death, will hand him over to the Gentiles, will be mocked, flogged, and crucified. Then he said, but on the third day, he will be raised to eternal life, okay? So Jesus did not talk about the crucifixion without explaining that no matter what happens, there will be a resurrection, right? So this is a very, you know, meaningful. This is very meaningful to our present life and the experiences we're going through, because yes, it is probable that when we have all, that we've all been through some rough times and may be going through some rough times right now. But as we read earlier, nothing in our lives has to stay dark forever, all right, or keep us in the tomb forever. And there is always the possibility of the dawn of a new day if we believe in the power and presence of God within us and in our lives. I don't know if you remember, you know, one of my affirmations that I write into my journal every night is, I am grateful God is first in my life and is revealing to me the orderly process of my life. So if I'm going through something now that is troubling, I know that God is going to reveal to me the orderly process of my life. What does this that I'm going through now, how does that fit in to my next steps and, you know, so on. So God is the living spirit of truth in your lives. God is a living spirit of truth in my life. And remembering this is the key to rising up out of difficult times. Right? So the revealing word explains that God's living spirit of truth, and this is, listen to this, God's living spirit of truth in Jesus did not die during the crucifixion. So when he was laid in the tomb, the word of truth within his consciousness was quietly spreading to every point in his mind and body. That's a really important point to remember, okay? So in our own challenging life experiences, the key to eventually coming into the dawning of a new day is to keep our minds focused on the truth principles we have learned. Because it's only natural in our human experience that we get bogged down in the troubling times we may be going through. But keep in mind that the Easter story is our story, meaning it is our work to follow that pattern that Jesus laid out for us. That being, when we're going through troubling times, it is our work to stay grounded in God's living spirit of truth. Do not allow the experience, okay, to pull you in and away from what you know to be the truth. And as we said in, you know, last week's lesson, stay open to signs and symbols in all aspects of life, because they are the divine clues leading you on the path through, around, or away from unwanted situations and circumstances. And again, Ed Rabel explained that Charles Fillmore, one of the founders of Unity, he says that Charles Miller talked about the trinity of crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension as the path to our victory of overcoming. So let's explore the broader meanings of these terms, especially as they apply to our individual life experiences. So the truth in these terms is that you cannot skip crucifixion in our life. We just cannot skip crucifixion. Likewise, we cannot skip resurrection, and we cannot skip ascension. If you're truly a living, evolving human being, you know, that's the thing. You can't skip that if you are truly evolving human being. And this is because they are all part of the life experience. You know, in other words, sometimes we get caught up in crucifixion and, you know, enter into the tomb of emotional and physical dynamics that we just can't seem to get out of it. But it says, if you're truly an evolving human being, you will go through all of this. And this is, again, because they are all part of the life experience. They are what makes the Easter story your story and my story. So let's take a broader look at the meaning of each of these concepts as they apply to our life experience. Now, the revealing word explains that the crucifixion is the crossing out in consciousness of erroneous thoughts that have become fixed states in our mind. Okay, the crossing out in consciousness of erroneous thoughts, you know, fearful thoughts, worried thoughts, thoughts of anguish, you know, poor little old me. It's, you know, that's the whole idea of crucifixion, because those thoughts are blocking the divine ideas from spirit, you know, to help us lift us up out of those, right? And it says that, you know, they have become fixed states in our mind, okay? So imagine a situation in your life that has caused you a lot of worry and, you know, anxiety, you know. Typically, when that happens, our go-to mindset is fear, anxiety, or insecurity in some form. And this is not a criticism, okay? It's just an explanation of the way it is or the way we have become. So we want to kind of know where we are so we, you know, kind of understand what we need to get to where we want to go. So I know I have my own moments with those emotional rascals, right? It's like they hide in the shadows of my mind and then jump into action when some troubling situation comes up. But just like there is Raid for roaches, we need to keep a can of spirit spray for those little fear creatures that occupy our minds, all right? And just like Raid, if you use the spirit spray often enough, the fear creatures will get the point that there's no service, their service is no longer needed, right? And if you're wondering what is spirit spray, in this little metaphor I just made up, it is prayer, meditation, affirmation, and spiritual contemplation. These are the activities of mind that would help us to stay spiritually focused at all times and in all situations. So as we said earlier about Jesus, the practice of keeping the word of truth in the forefront of your mind causes it, I like this, the practice of keeping the word of truth in the forefront of your mind causes it to quietly spread to every point in your mind, body, and soul. So with every moment you spend contemplating truth, being open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth, that truth is spreading throughout your whole being. So this isn't about struggling, you know, trying to stay, you know, spirit-minded in tough times. It's not about struggling. It's about constantly doing the prayer work, the meditation work, the affirmation work, to quietly spread the truth throughout your entire being until being spirit-minded is your new go-to mindset, all right? And so the next part of the Trinity in this lesson is resurrection. You went through crucifixion. Remember, you got to go through all of them. So you went through crucifixion, and the revealing word explains that resurrection represents restoring the mind and body to the original undying state. And we'll explain that. And this is accompanied by realizing that we were created by the Spirit that God is. Okay? So the need for the crucifixion, resurrection experience, the need for the crucifixion and resurrection experience suggests that there has been a falling short of the divine standard. Somehow we have fallen short of the divine standard. Now, falling short meaning that we forgot who we truly are in spirit. Right? So remember I said, life can bog us down, and it causes us to forget, you know, for a moment, that we are truly, you know, in spirit. Okay? So some circumstances in our lives have caused us to slip back into a realm of our ego. So life presents us with the opportunity to be restored, revived, resurrected, back to the divine standard of being spirit-minded. Okay? And sometimes, you know, you might get a little pompous and thinking, you know, I got this down. I know that spirit is in charge of my life and affairs. And then something comes up, okay, and those little fear things in the mind jump out. And you're struggling to try to stay spirit-minded. Well, that's the exercise. You know, that's sort of awakening you up and saying, oh, I understand there's still some of that in me. Let me, you know, go back within and do my prayer work, my meditation work, my affirmation work, you know, to kind of bring me back to center. And as it is written in Matthew 26:41, Jesus said expressly, he says, watch and pray so that you not fall into temptation, because it's going to happen. And another one of my favorite affirmations that kind of goes with that is, I am grateful that divine life is filling me now, healing, restoring, and making me whole. And I use that affirmation because I know how hard it is to keep from falling back to old ways of thinking and old ways of being. Okay? So we each need something to keep us spiritually fortified, spiritually grounded. Okay? Now, the theme in Romans 1:16-17 speaks to this idea of staying spiritually grounded. Now, you know, these are not the exact actual words in Romans 1:16-17. Rather, it's the theme in this scripture. And this is what it says. A spiritually grounded person comes to live by faith, and in so doing, grows from one level of spiritual maturity to another. In this way, the believer progresses along the line of right thinking to live a rich and full spiritual life. Okay? So as we say in so many different ways in every lesson, there is a progression to becoming a spiritually grounded person. It typically does not happen all at once, but over a period of time of going through every life experience mindfully, okay, meaning being attentive and aware, careful that you are not tempted to lose your faith as you work your way through the divine process. Constantly remembering that God is at work in your life and affairs, revealing to you the orderly process of your life. And this is how we grow from one level of spiritual maturity to the next. And yes, none of this is easy. Be mindful, not even Jesus made it look easy. But if becoming spiritually mature is our focus, this is the path we will choose to walk. And even if we, you know, choose to study other religions, you know, which I do too. I look at, you know, Buddhism, Hinduism, you know, the Bhagavad Gita, the Torah. I mean, look at all of these different things. You will find that there is a path of spiritual maturity, and each path challenges our present ego way of being. So I don't care which one you look at, it's going to challenge your present ego way of being. And as we quoted from Ed Rabel earlier, the truth is, you cannot skip crucifixion, you cannot skip resurrection, you cannot skip ascension, if you are truly a living, evolving human being. Okay? And this is because they are all part of the life experience. And as we explained before, life itself will let you know when it's time to let go of some aspect of your thinking and way of being that's interfering and keeping you back from maturing spiritually, okay? See, letting go, truly letting go, and being done with aspects of your life that are no longer serving your highest good has been the theme of this Lenten journey. Jesus demonstrated the divine essence of letting go on the cross when he said in John 19:30, it is finished. Okay, it is finished. You know, I'm letting this whole ego personality dynamic go so that I can become the truly risen Christ. He said, it is finished. So that is the ultimate letting go that he demonstrated for us. Now, Ed Rabel explains that when we recognize an aspect of our life that we know we need to let go of, and we can say with clarity and conviction, it is finished, we are demonstrating a high level of maturity in our spiritual evolution. And so many hold on to old experiences, old thoughts and fears and ways of being and so on. You know, things that we just can't or won't let go. And this includes, you know, so many different things in our lives. We always think about, you know, mental and emotional stuff, but there's also material stuff. Like Pamela could come up here right now and tell you about all the clothes I still hold on to that I should have let go decades ago when they went out of style. You know, right now the only ones enjoying them are the moths. You can hear them talking in the closet saying, yeah, these old vintage wool and cashmere sweaters are delicious, right, as they eat them up. But now, let me ask you, what are you holding on to and refuse to let go of? See, so letting go shows up in so many ways, or the inability to let go shows up in so many ways. And we're giving ourselves some, you know, comic relief around this subject, you know, but our inability to let go of these things in our lives is holding us back. You know, we want to let go of those things that no longer are serving us. And it's a sign that we need to pay attention to, because being able to let go shows up in so many ways in our lives that it helps us to know. We keep thinking, I need to let go of this negative thought. And so that's true. But you can practice this in other ways. And maybe the way to begin practicing letting go is to start with the material things in our lives we are needlessly clinging to. Okay? Start by letting go of stuff that is no longer serving you and affirm, I am done with this. It is finished. Okay. So the next level would be talk about ascension. And I do realize that, you know, I'm not going to get into ascension right now. And the reason why is because that's a whole other topic that I need to spend some time on. Okay. So we're going to do the ascension part another time. But I think we have enough to process from what we have heard today, that we went through, you know, pretty clearly crucifixion and resurrection and how that's all part of the letting go process, right? So, you know, let's work on that, and I will get to talking about ascension at another time. So I'm going to end with this affirmation from the Science of Mind magazine dated Easter Sunday, April the 9th, okay, 2023. It says, today I shed and let go of my old thoughts and fearful beliefs, and I revel in the newness of life that gives me. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
Dear ones, we have arrived at Easter Sunday. Take a deep breath in and breathe out and settle into your body and your breath. Can you do this with a smile on your face? Even if you don't feel joyful or happy or celebratory in your body, can you position yourself with a smile of gladness, knowing that you can enter God's presence still feeling conflicted, because God is still here for you. He is risen. Death turns to resurrection. Despair turns to hope. Around the world, wherever our neighbors are on their journey, we are there. We extend our hands to communities torn apart by violence, for our neighbors forced from their homes. We proclaim a message of hope. We believe in the joyful, glorious world that Jesus' resurrection brings. We will walk together until we arrive. Easter has come, and so it begins, God. We who have home ask that you send your spirit into our locked places, into our hidden rooms, into the corners where self-doubt and doubt in your presence keep us cowering. Send your spirit there, for it begins there. Call us down into the world you love and put us to work. Call us down into the streets you walk and have our footsteps keep to yours. Call us down into the places where you are needed and make us your body. We stand and walk in solidarity with our sisters and our brothers. Let's just take the next few moments now to enter into that secret place of the Most High, a place of peace, love, joy, and faith, a place we may enter into at any moment of the day, because it is a place deep in our consciousness. So we enter through the door of the secret place and we take a seat. And as we do, we feel the love and light of God flow towards us, around us, through us, and out into our world. And so without the sound of my voice now, take the words that you heard today into your consciousness and give your prayers to God, your prayers for abundance, your prayers for love, for harmony, for community. Just let it all go to God. Easter has come, and so it begins, God. It begins again and again and again. And we say amen in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus Christ. And so it is and forever shall be. When you are ready, come back to your surroundings and join your unity family.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
So this is the time we open our hearts and minds to just give thanks for the abundance that flows into our lives. And abundance shows up for us in so many different ways. And so we just want to give a prayer of thanks for our own personal, the own personal good that we receive from the universe into our lives. So let's say our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me. Amen. And let's go right into our offering blessing. This is the offerings that, tithes and offerings that we send to Unity Center of Light, our spiritual home where we get spiritually fed. And so hold your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit. Let's say our offering blessing together.
We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light.
Amen. Now we have light notes.
Yes. So next Sunday, April the 16th, our guest speaker is Reverend Lily Sandberg with Safi as our musician. Her talk title is, So Now What? Reverend Lily invites us to look at where we have been and where we are now. She says that only then do we gain the wisdom of our past, reconnect back in the now before taking steps into what may be next. Join us on Zoom at 10:30 a.m. Links are to be found in the weekly updates and your e-newsletters. On Wednesday, April 19th and 26th from 7 to 8 p.m. on Zoom, we invite you to join our Board of Trustees in reviewing our strategic plan for the Unity Center of Light. Find out more and see where you envision yourself in our plan. And the next member orientation is on Sunday, April the 23rd and the 30th from 1 to 3 p.m. If you're interested in becoming a member of Unity Center of Light and learning more about how our center operates, please plan on attending both of these sessions on Zoom. Please email Patty if you are planning on attending. And that concludes our announcements.
And
I know what time it is. It's time to bless the path that we each will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto.
All right.
I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous. And I am grateful.
All right, let's go right into our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So it's been our pleasure today to bring you this service. I just forgot to do one thing here. All right. So yes, enjoy your Easter. Hopefully you are part of our Zoom service that's going on around our Zoom fellowship, and we will continue with making a joyful noise to Easter and have a chance to interact with your fellow members. So you could be in the Zoom or you could be in the in-person.
Right.
So either way, we look forward to communicating with you. Otherwise, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye, and have a happy Easter.
Yep, you too.